Welcome to the Life Self-Mastery Podcast, where we bring in entrepreneurs who have created online businesses and improved their lifestyles. Here's your host, Rohit Malhotra.
Hi everyone, I'm Rohit from LifeSelfMastery.com, and today I'm thrilled to have Navid Moaizis, who's the world's leading expert on producing profitable virtual summits that will help you to grow your audience, influence, and revenue rapidly, even if you're starting from scratch. He's the creator of multiple premium training programs, including Virtual Summit Mastery, Connect with Your Heroes, and List Building School. His media coverage includes Business Insider, Forbes, Entrepreneur Magazine, The Huffington Post, Yahoo Finance, and many more. Welcome to the show, Navid.
Thanks so much for having me. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Awesome. So, you know, you have had quite a journey, from Sweden to Mexico to London. What got you interested into online marketing and ultimately summits?
Yeah, so initially I was actually in law school, and I was actually working part-time at the bank. It was really a low-paying job. And then I decided I didn't want to be chained to a desk all my life, you know, and kind of working as a lawyer in a law firm and all of this. And I stumbled into personal development. And I also found out more about kind of entrepreneurship and kind of lifestyle design when I got into Tim Ferriss, The 4-Hour Workweek. I'm sure many people have heard of this book. It was kind of my entry point, but I didn't really take action right away. That was kind of 2011 or something like that, 2012. And then I basically, you know, took me a little while to get going, and, you know, I kind of researched, and, you know, at least I know about the world, this world. But it wasn't until my younger brother, he passed away in 2013, early 2013. And it just kind of shifted everything for me, for obviously me and myself and my whole family. And I decided to really commit to making something work, because I didn't want to become a lawyer. I didn't want this job at a bank. So I actually, you know, it took me a few months to kind of get, you know, going after this. And I started my blog, NavidMoaizis.com. I started interviewing some people like Pat Flynn. I built relationships. I didn't really have any, you know, I didn't have any relationships when I started. I was starting from scratch. I just documented my journey initially. And that was good. But I, you know, my struggles was I didn't grow my email list, and I didn't grow much in terms of revenue. I stumbled across these online events or virtual summits, as I like to call them, in the health industry. And they were growing so quickly. They grow with, you know, tens of thousands of email subscribers and sometimes millions of dollars in revenue. And I was like, how are they doing this? And I saw they were free to sign up for. So a lot of value. And you basically interview a number of experts, like 20 to 30 speakers on these summits. They are free to sign up for, but they are, you know, on a limited time, you have the sessions available on these summits. So I was like, okay, I can do this. You know, I signed up for a few summits, and then I re-engineered what they were doing. And that's basically kind of how I got my start into summits. I did a branding summit back in 2014, and that really took my business to a whole nother level. Before that summit, I had about 900 subscribers on my list after 18 months of blogging and podcasting. And then I did my summit, and I grew with about 3,000 email subscribers and $20,000 in profit. And that's when I quit my job and moved abroad from that. And the months after, it just kind of snowballed. So, you know, $40,000 in revenue the month after by promoting someone else's product. And then, you know, I built quickly a multi six-figure business from hosting that first summit. And then obviously, you know, people asked me, my audience, how did you do this? Like yourself, you're a student of Virtual Summit Mastery. You know, people came into my world, and now we are teaching all these strategies inside of Virtual Summit Mastery. And obviously we are doing our own summits too.
Awesome. So, you know, I wanted to talk about the results for your first summit, the branding summit. I think you did around 88 interviews. So, so how much time did you take to build that summit, and how much money did you spend to create that particular summit?
Yeah, it was not much money I spent, but it took me time because I didn't have a training program like Virtual Summit Mastery. So as you said, I had 88 speakers on the summit. I don't recommend this. Now I actually recommend between 20 to 30 is a good starting point for a first summit, and then about 5 days long, right? So that's what we recommend. So you have it free for a limited time. You know, when people sign up, they can experience it for free. But a lot of these people, since it's so much value you're throwing into the so-called All Access Pass. That's the kind of product you can sell in the back end. So even if you don't have a product, I didn't have a product before my first summit. So the summit became my product, which is really cool. And I didn't have much of an email list, not so many relationships. And I still was able to do this. And we have, you know, hundreds of case studies, you know, from many different students who started in a wide variety of industries from scratch, and they was able to do this. And even if you already have a business, you can still do a summit to continue to grow your email list, influence, and revenue even more.
Got it. And, you know, you talked about All Access Pass as it was your first product. What is the price of a All Access Pass? You know, does it vary from industry or do you have a specific, you know, price point on that?
Yeah, great question. I mean, it can vary. We typically do now like from $67 to $97 for my summits, because that works well for you have like a one-time offer that can be $67 and then it can go up to, let's say, $97. But again, if you're in an industry where people are not typically spending that much money, you might want to lower that a little bit for, you know, a summit. Or we even have students charging more for this, for their All Access Passes, because depending on how they position it, depending on their strategy, because pricing is very strategic. So you have to understand, depending on your market, you might want to do this a little differently. And you're obviously going to learn this over time. And in the Virtual Summit Mastery program and community, people have, you know, a lot of people are using kind of $67 to $97. Some are using, you know, have a little bit higher price points. Some have a little bit lower, but that's kind of the benefit of having, you know, people to ask in different industries and, you know, learning from their experience too.
Got it. And, you know, how should one plan for a summit topic? And, you know, would summits work for any topic? You know, would it also work for a very niche, you know, a topic like angel investing or equity investing? Do you think summits can have that sort of an audience as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, summits can work in any market, you know, at any stage of your business. We have seen it in hundreds of markets, you know, for kind of Virtual Summit Mastery students and the people I worked with. And, you know, just an example, you know, virtual harp summit, harp music, tennis, vertical farming, insurance, you know, all these different industries, gardening even, like so many industries we see. I mean, I'm not surprised anymore when I see people coming in. I mean, you mentioned angel investing, right? And investing topics. Of course, it can work. What you want to do is to pick, you know, a niche topic. Like, let's say you have a broader market, you want to niche down. So let's say health and fitness, that's really a broad market, very competitive. You want to go as narrow as you can there, because it's a very competitive market, a lot of players involved there. So instead of just going with health and fitness or a fitness summit, you go with, you know, instead of even strength summit, you can go with the women's strength summit, as my student Steph did. And she did really well with over 19,000 opt-ins and over $60,000 in revenue from her summit at her first one she did. And she did similar results for her second summit. So that's kind of the benefit of going really niche, as narrow as you can for that summit topic.
Okay. And what is the strategy to approach for partners for interviews? You know, initially when people do not have any relationships in the industry in which they want to create a summit, what is the strategy that you recommend to reach out to fellow partners?
Yeah. So first you want to create a dream list of potential influencers you want to connect with. That's kind of the first step there. So you want to have, let's say, 100 people on that list. That's what we teach our students, like a dream 100 list or a wish list, whatever you like to call it. So that's the first thing you want to do. And then basically, you know, do the research. You can obviously Google people. You can go on podcasts. You can see in other launches in your industry. You can see what's going on, even virtual summits in your industry, if there are any. You can see who's speaking there. And then you can even authors on Amazon, stuff like that. Start doing the research. And then you're going to narrow down from there. You're going to actually define who's really a great fit for your summit. So in Virtual Summit Mastery, we talk about, kind of three different types of speakers. So we have the celebrity influencer or the A-lister. We have the B-lister, which is trusted authorities. And then we have kind of C-listers, up-and-comers. So you want to have a good balance of these. You don't necessarily need any A-listers or celebrity influencers because the trusted authorities and up-and-comers, they're usually the best, especially when you're starting, because they're going to be easier to connect with. They're also going to be more likely to promote your summit. So it's easier for you to add value to them. But what you start with is basically get on the radar. If you don't know anyone yet, just get on the radar as you kind of start planning your summits. You just get a, you know, you can, for example, if they have a blog, comment on there, sign up for their email list. You know, if they ask questions, reply to their emails. If they have an online program that you've bought, try to be a case study, try to be a person of value in their community. If they have a book, review their book in some way, even a video review. If they have a podcast, review that podcast. So really the list goes on and on. If they want to get connected to someone, you know, be the champion of making introductions. So all these strategies, I think, are all really valuable and you can kind of implement as you go. And then we use something we call the ladder strategy. We talk about it, it's really in depth in my program, but really the essence of it is that you want to start with people you know and then work yourself up the ladder. So get basically, or if you don't know anyone, obviously, just kind of start with some people who are easier to get on board. So you get a few yeses and then you get more high level speakers on board as you go. I think that works every single time. We haven't had really any students that haven't gotten their speakers if they implement this and they're consistent with it. And a ninja trick you can do is also to do video invitations to your speakers, because that really sets you apart and you'll stand out from the crowd there.
Got it. And does somebody need to spend a lot on marketing and, you know, spending a lot on ads for the first couple of summits?
Absolutely not. You know, like ads is an amplifier. We talk about this quite a bit in the community recently. I mean, there's an amplifier. Ads are getting more expensive. So what a summit really can do for you is that you have these speakers. So a handful of them will promote it to their audience, to their email list, and then you will grow from there. So you can get a few thousand. Even if you're starting, you can get, you know, 2,000 to 5,000 opt-ins, potentially $20,000 to $40,000 in revenue. And that's quite normal in the community. I'm sure, you know, you are in the community, you see people, like that's quite regularly people are getting these results in the community. That's not, you know, exaggerating. Obviously we have people getting even more better results sometimes, but it all depends there. So I think you don't need to spend money on marketing too much. Even the speakers, you don't need to pay them to get on board the summit, because you pay a commission when they get, you know, when they drive sales, when they promote the summit, and they have, you know, let's say an all access pass sale, then you're paying them 50% in commission, basically. So you don't have any, you know, I mean, there's some tools you need to do the summit. That's it. But other than that, you're not going to spend anything on, you know, much on marketing. You can do that if you want to and you have the money, but you don't need to do that to see results.
Awesome. You know, so so you started off doing summits, and then you have your own course. I just wanted to know what kind of other products that you plan to launch, and what are the kind of revenue numbers are you doing in a financial year, if I may ask?
Sure. I mean, for Virtual Summit Mastery, we launched it actually after my first summit a little bit. It was like a pilot program. It was not like a full launch. I worked with a lot of clients like Chandler Bolt. I helped them, you know, grow, you know, tens of thousands of opt-ins and hundreds of thousands of dollars in revenue and scale to seven figures. That was kind of my start. I worked with clients and actually getting them results. You know, Neil Patel has used our system to host some of his summits with, you know, exactly kind of the way we lay out our pages and stuff like that. And, you know, for myself, I actually hosted quite recently also List Building School. We got over 26,000 email subscribers and over 2,100 customers for that. And that helped me actually make over $1 million from just one summit over time. Obviously, it was not right away, but the lifetime value of a summit opt-in and especially an All Access Pass customer is very high. So that helped me get more customers also for VSM, for affiliate products. And also we are going to come out with more kind of other programs related to kind of what we are doing. Let's say we have Influencer Secrets. It was actually called Connect With Your Heroes before, but now it's rebranded to Influencer Secrets. That's something we're going to relaunch again. We have possibly an affiliate marketing course, because that's something I make six figures a year just from affiliate marketing, kind of you know, almost passively, you know, and I, you know, have some students that want to, you know, learn more about this, and that's something we might come out with. We have also more summits we're going to host, because obviously that's what I do. If you honestly take a look at some influencers in the online marketing space, most influencers, they are not doing what they are teaching as much, but we are doing actually, we are living and breathing this every single day. And we actually, I'm still as passionate about virtual summits as I was back in 2014 when I hosted my first one. So that's kind of how I'm different. I'm actually implementing what I'm teaching my students too, which is quite, you know, not so many people are doing this in this world today.
Yeah, so you know, I've been impressed that you've been singularly focused on summits, you know, you've built a business around it. I've also interviewed Augustus Kligis, who's done a couple of FBA summits. The interesting thing about courses is that not more than, you know, you look at the data, not more than 15 and 20% of people complete the courses, but you have a much higher rate of people who are actually completed the courses and you know, got financial independence. So yeah. You know, how do people in your community and group get motivated to keep doing summits one after the other? Do you also hold masterminds or you know, some sort of accountability coaching to keep them so motivated?
Yeah, I mean, we have different levels of the program, but we give our students all the done for you resource they need in the current version of the Virtual Summit Master Implementation Program. And we also have a coaching version of this too, if people want even more support. So we try to give as much value as possible. We know the struggles of hosting a summit. So we're giving our students all the resources they need. We even give them deals for certain tools, you know, and honestly, the most tools you need for hosting a summit, that you need them to do your, you know, run your online business anyway. So it's not any unusual. You need your email marketing software like ConvertKit or ActiveCampaign. You need, let's say, ThriveCart for shopping cart affiliate program, stuff like that. You kind of need these software as anyway. So it's not any unusual things, but what we are doing, we're giving people the templates, the fill in the blank copy, processes and website templates, and all the things they need to do it well. And that's how people like Mitch Asser, who, you know, went from zero to multiple, you know, well over six figures in revenue, over 30,000 email subscribers. He was absolutely from scratch, you know, going into the health market. And over time, he was able to scale this up by implementing the Virtual Summit Mastery method. And you mentioned Augustus. Obviously, he's a non-native English speaker like myself, you know, like you too. You know, that's really exciting, you know, to see people like that who are succeeding, because he didn't have any experience in e-commerce and Amazon when he started. That's what's really cool. And now he's hosting, I think, five or even possibly six summits, and he's doing really well with them, growing thousands of email subscribers. And, you know, I think he's getting closer to at least six figures in revenue pretty soon from just his summits he's hosted. And now he's hosting an offline conference. I saw that recently in Europe, and that's just from his summits. You know, he started from nothing, and now he's seen as an authority in his market from actually just being a facilitator and bringing people together, which is extremely cool. And that's what summits can do for you.
Got it. And so what is the next big thing for Navid? Are you going to focus more on building, you know, business around summits, or would you want to venture into offline conferences and other products?
I don't think we're going to do, we might do this later. I have done some masterminds and stuff like that in the past, but we're not going to focus on this. That's not like a main driver. It's fun for me sometimes to connect with my community and stuff like that. So I might do it when I travel and stuff like that. But what we are really focusing now on is to produce more relevant content around different topics that will attract, you know, kind of organically our, you know, ideal customers for Virtual Summit Mastery and other things we offer, and obviously provide valuable content to my existing email list and community too, right? So we send weekly newsletters every Friday to my entire list. We even send to my VSM customers every Sunday for the last, you know, 40 plus weeks without fail. We've sent, you know, emails, and we have systems for all this. So I have systematized my entire business. So sometimes you have to take a few steps back to make giant leaps forward. And that's what we did this year. We had to kind of take a break for a few months. People didn't really know what I was doing for a few months, but we were really working behind the scenes to systematize things and streamline things. So now, you know, I can publish a lot more content, and next year we're going to host many more summits in 2019 and beyond. for our own brand, and obviously helping our students do the same, and you know, leveraging this and maybe coming out with a few more products here and there. But you know, it's just really kind of that growth and growing that email list up of really highly engaged people, and obviously a lot of buyers on that list. That's kind of what a summit do for us and for a lot of our students.
Got it. So let's quickly do the top three. What's your favorite business book?
My favorite, well, actually the one book I've read before, I mean, I have so many, so, but I'll give you a really good one that I think can help your audience is The One Thing by Gary Keller and Jay Papasan. Honestly, that book, I read it before I hosted my first virtual summit, the branding summit, because I was doing so many things. I was blogging, I was podcasting, I was kind of spreading myself a little bit too thin, like on social media and whatnot. And I needed to focus, and that book really helped me understand what my number one priority should be. And that was the summit, because I knew if I host the summit and do it well, it's going to, one, grow my email list. I'm going to have a product I can sell. I'm going to build my authority, and I'm going to have that community I wanted and have a network of so many people if I do this. And that's really helped me kind of double down on that one thing.
Got it. And you know, if you could go back in time when you started your business or doing virtual summits, what is the one thing you would have focused on?
Honestly, I mean, as I started with podcasting and blogging, I would have started with a summit right away, because that's what I teach people now. There's many things you can be doing, but there's few things that actually really will move the needle. And I think if I would have started with a summit, I could have quit my job a lot sooner. That's, you know, it took me over 18 months of, you know, struggle to really, you know, pain and going to that job and all this. I could have probably quit my job in, you know, 90 to 120 days if I just hosted my summit first and, you know, just kind of double down on that. Building the relationships, obviously, that's a big thing on it. So while building relationships with these influencers, you know, starting to work on my virtual summit, that's what I would have done, you know, if I started absolutely from scratch and looking back at my own journey.
Got it. And, you know, what is your favorite online tool, for example, Gmail or Slack or LinkedIn?
I can give you a free and paid. So a free one I really like right now is Airtable. They have a free plan. Airtable is like a Google Sheets on steroids. I think it's really, really good. And we are using it for kind of mapping out a lot of my content we're going to do and all kind of things. It's like a task management system, so to speak. And I also love Thrivecart. It's for shopping cart and affiliate program. We actually just recently published a review on it even, because I'm going to want to educate my community about this. So Thrivecart is amazing. We have processed a lot of revenue there. It works fantastic. And you know, a lot of my students are using it as well for their kind of taking payments and for managing their affiliates.
Got it. And you know, what is the best way people can reach out to you and know more about the Virtual Summit Mastery course?
Yeah, obviously my website, NavidMuazzez.com or Navid.me, you can, it's just, you know, that's easier kind of to spell, but just Navid Muazzez is kind of my site. And you can also find a cheat sheet on there. So that's like goes over the exact steps to take. We even have a free guide. If you go to NavidMuazzez.com/virtual summit, you also have a case study of how I got 26,000 email subscribers and over 2,100 customers in just 30 days. That's under NavidMuazzez.com/email list. And you'll find also kind of the download for the cheat sheet and all that there. If you kind of read these guides, you can, it's really valuable. It's like no one gives away that much value for free in those ones. They're like, you know, over 10,000 words. One of them are like, is like 16,000 words. It's like a book pretty much. And you can get a lot of info there. And when you're ready, just you know, sign up to my list and obviously get, you know, a lot more valuable info there. And obviously the Virtual Summit Mastery Program is kind of where we can help you further if you want to take things to the next level.
Got it. We'll put that in the show notes. Now, thank you very much for coming onto the show. I've been following your journey for quite some time. I'm really impressed with the kind of impact you've made in other people's life. I really appreciated speaking to you.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to the Life Self-Mastery Podcast, where we teach you how to start and grow your online business. For more information, visit Rohit's blog at www.lifeselfmastery.com.